You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. In just a moment, we're going to try to get a sense of what is going on in the crisis-ridden country of Zimbabwe. But first, you don't need me to remind you, holidays are a stressful time. Maybe you have your gift list of people you need to give to, but matching those people with gifts is hard. It's a science. It's an art. It's challenging. And the recession hasn't made things any easier. We want to hear your gift-giving expertise. We want to mobilize all the creative people out there. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
We turn to Zimbabwe now, where yesterday President Robert Mugabe had this to say about the recent and devastating cholera outbreak in his crumbling country.
Because of cholera, Mr. Brown wants military intervention. Sarkozy wants military intervention. But I'm happy to say our doctors, being assisted by others and WHO, have now arrested cholera. So now that there is no cholera, there is no cause for war. Let's tell them that the cholera cause doesn't exist anymore.
Today, a spokesman for President Mugabe said that the president had spoken with sarcasm and accused Western media of distorting his speech, where he explicitly says that the country no longer is battling a cholera outbreak. Now, that's despite aid workers and health experts and international doctors who say nothing could be further from the truth, with contaminated water sources and a non-existent medical system. Already at least 800 are dead, and they fear tens of thousands are at risk. Joining us for more is BBC correspondent Jonah Fisher. He's in neighboring South Africa. Welcome back, Jonah.
Thanks.
So how do things stand today from what you've discovered?
Well, it was classic Mugabe in many ways yesterday when he gave his speech at a funeral in Harare. In many ways, this was the sort of speech we'd heard so many times from him, berating the West, really responding very robustly to all the people who'd called for him to step down. And I think there is a certain element of truth in when the spokesman says, well, he was perhaps speaking sarcastically. He does have a real rhetorical flair to him. And he doesn't generally let the truth get in the way of a good saying or a good soundbite. But on the ground in Zimbabwe, according to United Nations, they've recorded about 800 deaths from cholera. I think almost everyone who is working in terms of the aid agencies and trying to provide better health care in Zimbabwe accepts the figure is actually significantly higher than that, because many of the people who are dying in Zimbabwe of cholera at the moment simply aren't going to hospitals because the hospitals aren't functioning. They don't have nurses, they don't have doctors, they don't have medication, so people are just dying at home.
Let's talk about the genesis of this outbreak. Does it have to directly do with the breakdown in the water system in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, it does really, because cholera is a disease that can largely be prevented if you give people access to clean water, access to decent sanitation. Then cholera can be very easily contained, and it can even be treated fairly easily if you give people access to basic medication and you rehydrate them properly. But Zimbabwe's collapse has just seen this sort of steady decline in the infrastructure within Zimbabwe, and then there seems to have been a point where they ran out of chemicals for many of the water purification plants, so water was no longer being purified, people were no longer getting clean water, and that's really fueled what we've seen in the last couple of weeks, which has been a real acceleration in the spread of cholera, as people have been forced to get water out of puddles in the street, contaminated rivers, instead of getting water out of the tap. And when people are sick from cholera at the moment in Zimbabwe, they can't go and get treated easily. And that's why we've seen people crossing the border, for example, here into South Africa, simply looking for treatment for cholera that they can't get back at home.
And you were recently at the border. What did you see, Jonah?
Well, I was at the border between South Africa and Zimbabwe, and hundreds of Zimbabweans are crossing the border every day out of Zimbabwe. They're crossing for a variety of reasons, but there are a considerable number of them who are crossing the border because they're sick. So there are big crowds at points within the very northern part of South Africa where people are gathering, trying to get their asylum applications processed. And then there are also around these camps clinics being set up because people are sleeping in the open, people are going to the toilet in the open, there's no clean water easily available, and that is feeding a cholera outbreak in the very northern part of South Africa. And we've seen a disaster area being declared in the border areas of South Africa, which borders Zimbabwe, to enable the government to get extra funds in to try and treat all the people who are coming across from Zimbabwe with cholera.
What you describe sounds like a situation that is just spiraling into chaos, and we read reports about the economy being in tatters, police rioting in the streets. How is Mugabe holding on?
Well, Mugabe is holding on because his grip on power in Zimbabwe somehow doesn't seem to be linked with the situation for everybody else, the actual economic situation or the state of the infrastructure. He has created a power structure for himself that is very much based on his control of the security services, his control of the army, and for the most part, at the moment, those organs of government are remaining loyal to him. They've been very tied in with many of the atrocities which Robert Mugabe's government has committed over the years. They all know that their fate is very closely tied to his fate, and that's why when there have even been indications that Robert Mugabe might have been wavering, it's been those people in the senior management level of the army and the security forces who've said to him, look, if you go Robert Mugabe, then we're going to get in trouble as well. So they're the people who are keeping him in place. That's why it's proved so difficult for anyone to try and question his role as continuing as president of Zimbabwe.
Lastly, and very quickly, the U.S. has said it's committed $6 million in emergency aid. How is the international community galvanizing?
Well, money's been promised largely through international agencies, not given directly to the Zimbabwean government. The United Nations is also trying to really step up its response. But as I mentioned before, it's going to be very difficult to contain this cholera epidemic if no one addresses the core problems, which is the lack of a clean water system and
right.
The fact that doctors and nurses aren't going to work in Zimbabwe's hospitals. So everything is really a sticking plaster if one doesn't address those fundamental problems.
Jonah Fisher, thank you. Jonah Fisher is a BBC
Thanks.
Correspondent, and he was reporting to us from Johannesburg. Now we get the latest headlines of the hour from Femi Oke.
Thank you very much. The time is 28 minutes past the hour.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.